Shalom Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my Lady of Excellence, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, bless you, honey, and God bless you all, and much thanks for tuning in. Let's pray.
Abba, Father, have mercy on your church, your holy ones who long for your soon rescue from this sin-filled earth. We pray for President Trump. May he not be discouraged. And may his trial be soon over so he can proceed with his life. We rebuke the enemy who wants to destroy him in all aspects of his future. And may no weapon formed against him stand as he hopefully clings closer to you and has grown spiritually through all his very humbling experiences. We lift up these recent prayer requests and faithfully pray salvation for our loved ones. And may tonight's study be pleasing unto you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what have you got to say tonight?
Well, most think this so-called impeachment trial on incitement of insurrection is really just political theater. That officially began today, but should be a non-starter and over, hopefully, within the week.
Yeah, well, actual arguments, I don't think they begin until tomorrow.
Right. Today was debating on the constitutionality of a former president, which it certainly is not, but we'll have a summary of all that next week. But since Trump is already out of office, the Dems really want to just further mar him, and criminally as well, to hopefully stop any upcoming political ideas that he might have. But most feel and hope he will take on the mission to help the Republicans weed out the rhinos, which is a huge problem, and take back Congress in 2022.
Well, he'll be interesting to watch.
You know, they couldn't destroy the man they hate after 5 consecutive years of branding him with many names, even as a racist, which he certainly is not.
So now they want to criminalize him as a monstrous murderer.
I know. Who sent his unhinged supporters to take down a few people at the Capitol in cold blood? Even though proof is emerging that this was well planned weeks before and well paid by the globalist thugs disguised as Trump supporters.
Has the fervor of Trump hatred reached its peak?
Can it get any worse for him and his family?
We sure pray not.
Mm-mm. Well, here's a little good news, and it's about time. The United States Supreme Court has now scheduled the Pennsylvania election case, Sidney Powell's Michigan election case, and Lynn Wood's Georgia election case for its February 19th conference.
Well, you know, not that anything can be turned around.
Right. It's too late for that. But even if they could remove Biden at this point, Kamala Harris would be president and Nancy Pelosi would be vice president.
Yeah, that'd be just as bad.
Unfortunately, many think that that still might be a future scenario. But at least SCOTUS did agree to hear the evidence, of which there is a boatload of.
Which should have happened in Congress on January 6th.
Which is why President Trump would never have wanted that process interfered with.
But the Dems surely would.
Exactly. And that evidence should be brought out in this week's trial. Anyway, this upcoming Supreme Court hearing is a very good thing.
It is.
And it will be very interesting to see how the justices, especially Rhino Roberts, rules.
Well, Israel's lockdowns are winding down.
Yes, finally, with some things opening and people getting out a little. And this is big, by the way. Israel is very excited about a new medication to treat COVID that has a 95% cure rate.
Wow, that's a real game changer.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
But also, let us mention, so was hydrochloroquine, zinc, and vitamin D3.
Yeah, but you can't make any money in that.
Right. This is big pharma. This is a big pharma drug, and it's actually called XOCD24.
And Israel's elections are still on for next month?
Yes, and Netanyahu's Likud party is expected to come out ahead with at least the majority needed of 61 seats, in spite of the fact that Bibi is currently being tried in court, which has actually been put off for years, on charges of bribery and fraud.
Interesting. It's in the same week as Trump's trial.
I know, right? Also, it is being reported that Biden is snubbing Netanyahu and has not called him yet. Although, he has called the Palestinian leader.
Well, and other national leaders as well.
Obviously, Biden is not the man Trump was, and everyone knows that the Palestinians are going to come out ahead this time around.
But that all fits quite nicely into Bible prophecy.
Oh, it does, where Joel 3 writes that Israel gives up more land, and that's the last straw. For now, it will be in East Jerusalem, the home of the Temple Mount. Trump wasn't going to push for more land giveaway, especially after securing the Abraham Accords. But now with Biden and the Dems around him, who are anti-Semites, are pushing for exactly that. It's going to happen. Ah, but we'll be out of here.
Which then begins Jacob's trouble.
And one more important development. Israel has been actually targeting Hezbollah sites near Damascus, but the missiles were taken down by Syria's air defenses.
And when I hear that, I think of Isaiah 17.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because that says Damascus will become a heap of ruins in verse 1. And by verse 4, we see that Jacob's trouble has begun by use of the very important key words.
In that day.
That's right. Okay, switching gears. White House Press Secretary appears to confirm that Hunter Biden still holds stake in a Chinese private equity firm, even though Hunter is under grand jury, Department of Justice, federal investigation over his dealings with China as under the heading of tax evasion.
But he's not worried. His dad is once again in the White House.
Mm-hmm. And here's the real kicker. So listen carefully. Hunter naturally had to hire an attorney who happened to be a former federal prosecutor named Chris Clark. Well, the very first thing that President Biden did after his inauguration on January 20th was that he appointed Nicholas McQuaid to lead the DOJ's criminal division.
Well, that seems okay because he had to appoint someone.
That's true. But why him particularly and so fast when there are hundreds of good Democratic lawyers out there to sift from with probably better resumes than McQuaid? So you all probably know where we are going with this, but here it is. Hunter's attorney, Chris Clark, and McQuaid are longtime working buddies from the same lawyer firm. Therefore, according to law, he would be overseeing all federal investigations.
And so Hunter's would, of course, be one of them.
Yes. So, do you think Clark told Hunter to tell his dad to appoint his good friend McQuaid?
We report, you decide.
Mm-hmm. The Bible speaks often about corruption, which is why I'm really honing in on this tonight. Talks about corruption, bribery, fraud. And since there is a devil, it's always been around. But in these last days, it is everywhere and running boldly rampant. Let me also add that some good Republicans begged Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter before he left, so it would continue even if Trump was no longer president.
But he would not.
Mm-mm, nope. And as well, he didn't even disclose to the public that Hunter was even under federal investigation until after Biden's election.
Well, you know, it might have changed the election.
Maybe, but then they probably would have just made up some more ballots. Anyhow, Bushman Barr has been part of the swamp, ready to play his part when particularly needed, just like the other rhinos. And, of course, I wrote about all this back when he was appointed in December of 2018.
in today's theater, no one of any relative importance goes to jail.
Yeah, and very few even care.
Right. Okay, we welcome your end-time questions to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate these last day's insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our expenses, and God will bless you for it. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which continues a boatload of teachings with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
Okay, so the globalist agenda toward the New World Order is proceeding much to their pleasure.
Well, you know, a major goal is to reduce the population.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. And, of course, it's in order to better control the masses. And we are seeing that one of those ways is by a plandemic, or better put, a beastly plague, as Revelation 6 tells us will happen, along with famine and sword. Again, we say it all the time, but we are right now seeing the foreshadows of all the things that will happen in the tribulation.
Well, you know, Revelation 6 says a fourth of the population will die.
Yeah, that's approximately 2 billion people with a B, which reminds me of what the globalists put as its number one commandment, written in 8 different languages on the Georgia Guidestones.
Reduce the total population to 500 million.
That's crazy, because we are right now close to 8 billion worldwide, which brings me back to this beastly plague today called the COVID virus, which for years has been manipulated with the goal of making it a bioweapon. And we are the guinea pigs who many will also, out of fear, take these vaccines, which especially on an accumulative scale can kill you quicker than the virus itself.
And Jesuit shill Dr. Fauci plays a huge role.
Oh, absolutely. He is an executive at the NIH, you know, the National Institute of Health, and its NIAID subdivision, who does this kind of research involving the manipulation of viruses to explore their potential for infecting humans.
Useful in a wartime situation.
At least that's what they have to say. It is also known that more than 200 scientists pressured the Obama administration in 2014 to stop U.S. funding for that research because of the risk of a manipulated virus escaping from the Bethesda lab in Maryland, thereby would ignite a pandemic. But Fauci, you know, he is the globalist point man, he soon resumed the research, and he just used his own and other private funding. And eventually, he just moved it to the lab in Wuhan, China in 2017. So therefore, continued genetically engineering the virus until early 2020 after it apparently escaped.
Yeah, and it killed many Chinese scientists.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, the precise data is fuzzy as to how an infected bat was involved years prior. And there are lots of details to fully understand. But I do know that Fauci was quoted as saying in 2017 that Trump will no doubt face an infectious disease outbreak during his presidency.
Yeah, you can still read it at USA Today, July 29th, 2020.
So obviously, China knew it too. So then it makes sense that North Korea, who is an ally of China, would say in late 2019 that the United States, well, they're going to have a surprise Christmas present.
What did he know, and when did he know it?
Yeah, right. Anyhow, right now we see a frenzy occurring of people wanting this miracle vaccine cure.
So they think.
An injection to one's body of what my research concludes can be very dangerous, especially to older folks with comorbidities. According to Dr. Simon Gold, it's really not a vaccine, although they call it that to sneak it under public health exemption. But rather, it's an experimental biological synthetic agent, and they call it the mRNA, delivered to your cells to stimulate them.
But actually doesn't stop transmission.
That's right, which is why they are saying masks are still necessary, along with social distancing and small gatherings only.
And here's the kicker. Booster shots will be needed.
Mm-hmm. Where gene-manipulated agents accumulate, for they never go away, but rather continue to spike the human cells to react to any pathogen, which then raises your immune system to fight it.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is, the cells eventually become its own pathogen creator and thereby can also attack your organs. Consequently, depending on your health, can kill you.
Right now, there are those showing symptoms from the vaccines.
Yes, I read that they're showing things as serious as like Bell's palsy, arrhythmias, shoulder pain, MS, insomnia, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, severe headaches, and lymphadenopathy, some even after one dose, which at the very least should raise some very serious questions. And more than they are admitting to have died by claiming cause of death is either from an underlying condition or old age.
As in the case of Hank Aaron.
Right, just 2 weeks after being inoculated. So that is one of the reasons these evil elites are experimenting on older people.
Well, so they will have a way out when the person dies.
And not because they care about our elder population. And more likely is the long-haul scenario when these symptoms occur a year or two later, and no one will be able to connect the dots that these injections, which also contain artificial intelligence, through nanoparticles, was the real reason. Artificial intelligence will be a catalyst, I believe, and so do many others, for the mark of the beast. So, even if you forget all that we just said tonight, these shots also do contain aborted fetal cells grown from other fetal cells, and abortion is the killing of innocent blood, and we are not to take of anything sacrificed to Baal, or what we call Satan.
Which is exactly what abortion is.
Of course, they give it a slew of different labels, so the average person, even if they can find out the ingredients, well, you're not going to recognize it for what it really is.
Well, as in WA38 or MRC5,
right.
Etc.
Yeah, these numbers correspond to the actual fetus it was taken from. Let me give you an example, as in WA38 came from a 3-month female fetus's lung in 1962. MRC5 was taken from a 14-week male fetus.
But each pharma lab has its own labeling system.
They do, as an AstraZeneca is coded as Chadoxal S. By the way, in the National Review of December 2020, both Pfizer and Moderna admitted using fetal cells from the fetal kidneys in 1973, labeling it as HEK-293.
Now, most other pharmacies are also admitting it.
Well, yeah, because they pretty much have to. Okay, one more thing. Now they have made it clear that the mRNA strand that is being shot into our cells, well, it really doesn't stop transmission, but rather is a treatment. However, if labeled as a treatment, people would want other less invasive treatments, like, as we said, hydrochloroquine, zinc, and vitamin D3.
And, of course, they would lose their funding.
Lots of it. You know, this whole fiasco is about greed and depopulation. And, of course, power over the masses. and it's all happening like sheep to the slaughter. As a journalist from the 60s once said, a nation of sheep will soon have a government of wolves. Some of you old timers out there know who said that? Well, it was Edward R. Murrow. I remember him. Anyway, Revelation 6, the fourth seal of the pale horse, also mentions the sword and hunger. So let me ask you a question. Why is Bill Gates, who is definitely not my favorite person either, why is he buying up huge swaths of farmland? He's actually now the largest farmland owner in the United States. Honestly. Well, my guess is perhaps to grow genetically modified food that has no nutritional benefit so more people will die. And during the tribulation, it's going to be very costly to buy any kind of food. In fact, the Bible says that a day's wage will have to pay for just a quart of wheat. Revelation 6:6. And remember, Bill Gates' father was the champion of eugenics, where only the fit should survive. He was also on the board of Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of sickness going out there, and it's spiritual evilness. So anyway, my closing thoughts are, they're just going to keep coming up with more strains of this so-called virus. We're already hearing it. And then the shots will probably at some point, I'm sure, be mandatory. That is, if you want to go anywhere. Well, that is, unless you're coming over the southern border, and then it doesn't matter. It's crazy. So it also serves as the foundation, I believe, for the mark of the beast someday, which as of yet, of course, is not, because we will be gone. So how close can we be? We've got to be really close. But that is the question we all wish we knew. But I have a good feeling that someday soon we will be going. Maybe this year. Anyway, next week we're going to look at different invasive modes of operation, like an alternative to the shots, and how it can alter one's DNA. Yeah, really. We are in the end times. I got to promise you that. So let me ask you, where are you in your walk? You are truly precious to Christ. You know, he suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. He paid your total debt for sins. So now crucify your flesh and finish your race, as we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks. Maybe you haven't yet made him Lord. What are you waiting for? Now is the time. For he stands at the door of your heart. And he's knocking. Are you listening? If you listen, you can hear his voice. And you know what he's saying? Just open the door of your heart. If you do, I will come into you and I will dine with you. He is knocking right now. Just do it. But remember, he won't crash it in. It's your move. Then you too can be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story written in blood on a wooden cross erected in Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago. Again, just do it. All right, I'm going to leave you with the erotic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that awesome shalom, that peace that passes all understanding. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our new president, too, and pray for the priests of peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. See you next time. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.